请从翻开新约圣经希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn our Bibles to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章第二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27.
他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
Who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself.
然后第九章的第十二节。
Now chapter 9, verse 12.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered a holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Otherwise, he would have needed to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
二十八节，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Verse 28. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him.
十章第十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Verse 12.But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
然后我们读第十节。
And we'll read verse 10.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
By this will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
然后十四节。
Now verse 14.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
那有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢赞美你，主日早晨你再次召聚我们来到你的殿中，来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that you once again bring us into your house before you.
愿圣灵保惠师再再把这些话语启示翻译涂抹在我们心中。
We ask that the helper, the Holy Spirit, may once again reveal and engrave these words on our heart.
最好叫我们真实认识你的恩召是有何等样的指望。
So we can see the great hope of your calling.
我们在基督里面所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And how the fullness of this inheritance we have in Christ.
我们祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen. 希伯来书带领我们来看耶稣基督他自己的荣美。
So the Hebrews shows us how the supremacy of Christ.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是他本体的真相。
And he is the exact representation of God.
他用他全能命令托住万有。
And he upholds all things by his word.
而且他来到世间，他献上自己，流血成就了救恩。
And he also has made purification of sins.
那么如今他坐在高天至大者的右边。
He now sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他在神面前是我们那慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And he is that great high priest.
天天在神面前为我们代求。
Who intercedes for us every day.
我们每次想到我们这样的主的大祭司在这神面前替我们代求，我们心中是何等样的喜乐，何等样的稳固啊！
And how joyful we feel, how assured we feel when we know that our Lord is the great high priest.
我们主他能够做大祭司，他不是照着地上律法的条例。
And our Lord is a great high priest, not according to the laws of earth.
因为这照着律法所规定的是只有利未人大的那个亚伦的后裔才能做祭司的。
And because the law stated that the priest must be a Levite according to the order of Aaron.
那么我们的主呢，他是照着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
But our Lord is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
那么这件事情带进一个重要的真理。
And this shows a very important truth.
就是呢，祭司的职任既然也要更改，那么律法也必须要更改。
Which is, if the duty of the high priest changes, then the law itself must change also.
这样的信息对当时的希伯来的圣徒想要回去再守律法的人是一个何等重要的一个信息。
And this is a very important message for those who wanted to continue upholding the law.
律法不是不好。
And it is not that the law is not good.
律法说到神的圣洁公义啊，它的完全。
Because the law speaks of God's holiness and its perfect standard.
但是保罗的书信告诉我们说呢，律法呢是没有人能够靠行律法称义的。
But the Bible tells us that no one can fully uphold the law and be counted as righteous.
律法它只能叫我们知罪。
Because the law reveals our sin.
告诉我们是我们的本相，我们是一个罪人。
And shows our condition as sinners.
那么在希伯来书更让我们看见了。之所以律法要过去，是不是因为律法不好？
And so the Bible tells us that the law passes away not because it's a bad thing.
那么因为是因为它不完全。
But because it's not perfect.
神要我们得着的是更美的、更完全的一件事情。
And God wants us to obtain that more perfect thing.
在希伯来书里面呢，这完全这个字啊，就最少用了12遍哈。
And this word, perfection, perfect, is used at least 12 times in Hebrews.
他说到主自己的完全。
Speaks of the Lord's perfection.
说到律法的不完全。
Speaks of the law's imperfection.
说到我们要如何进入完全。
Talks about how we ought to enter into perfection.
所以说这完全呢，可以说是这个希伯来书的一个中心主题。
So you can say that perfection is the core theme of Hebrews.
我们深入高天尊荣的大祭司啊，他的一个职分，他的要做的一件事情，只要带我们进入完全。
And our Lord is our great high priest, and his duty is to bring us into this perfection.
所以在希伯来书呢，他又用到一个字啊。最少用了12遍，就是更美的。
And another word that's used at least 12 times in Hebrews is better.
那么说到关于主那更美的话呢，他说到他所得的职任是更美的职任。
He talks about how the Lord has a better ministry.
因为他要献上了更美的祭物。
And how because he is offering up a better sacrifice.
他要带进更美的新约。
He brings in a better covenant.
他要这赐给我们更美的应许。
And gives us a better promise.
他要给我们那个更美的盼望。
And also a better hope.
这要我们追求这些更美的事。
And so he wants us to pursue these better things.
好叫我们能够进入完全。
So that we may enter into perfection.
这是神啊，在我们身上的永远的旨意。
And this is God's will for us.
确实，当我们读到这些话的时候，我们心中非常的得激励。
And indeed, when we read such words, we are very encouraged.
我们张姐交通说，保罗的心智让我们看见这些之后，看见了更美的事，我们就忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And Paul even refers to this that when we consider such things that we forsake what lies behind and press on towards
the goal. 是要得神在耶稣基督里面召我们从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
To obtain the prize of the upper calling of God in Christ Jesus.
那我们在走这条完全的道路的时候。
And so when we walk on this way of perfection,
我们里面有把握吗?
Do we have this assurance within us?
我们里面会觉得软弱吗?
Do we feel weak inside?
当我们走着走的时候，这条路容易走吗？
And as we walk this way, do we find this way easy to navigate?
主说这条我们要进窄门，然后以后要走的那个的窄路。
Because for this is, we have to enter through the narrow gate and walk this narrow way.
主说呢，我们要进入神的国，要经过经历许多的艰难。
And entering this kingdom, there's much violence.
那固然呢，神带我们的旨意是要走进入完全生命的美好。
And so, but we enter into this perfection, and this is the better thing.
当我们在这条路上走着走的时候，我们会不会觉得软弱呢？
But as we walk this way, do we feel weakness?
会不会觉得我们力不能胜呢?
Do we feel that our strength is not enough?
这些神在基督里耶稣里面说给我们的应许有没有确据呢？
And do we have this assurance of this promise Christ has given?
在希伯来书里头，他还用到了三个字哈。
And in Hebrews, he also uses three words.
那么这三个字呢，在英文里头啊，他有时候翻成一次 one。有时候翻成一次 once， 有时候翻成 once for all。
And in an English translation, these three words are one, once, and once for all.
那么在说到大祭司，这个职任第七章到第十章里面呢，这三个字就出现的时候，中文呢，它的翻译都是一致的。
And so Hebrews 7 and 10 speaks of the ministry of the great high priest, and in Chinese.The same word is used throughout.
它都翻成一次。
And the Chinese translation translated all as once.
那么我们刚刚读的七节那个圣经里面，它就七次说到这个一次。
And in that the verses we read in that one verse it mentions one seven times.
我们就盼望能够从这七个一次里面呢，来看看主所成就的救恩是有怎么样的确据。
And so through this once, let us see how much of an assurance we have in the Lord's offering.
我想当希伯来书用到一次的时候呢，它至少有几个方面的意思。
And when the Bible uses the word once, we can see that there are many layers of meaning to this.
特别是希伯来书在这段经文里头啊，那么它一次呢说到呢神的那个永远的智慧。
And especially in Hebrews, so once speaks of God's wisdom.
那么神在做计划的时候，他一次计划就是完全的一个计划。
For when God plans, He plans once and it is done forever.
我们以前呢，我们在公司上班的时候呢，要是有个 project 出来的话，开会哈，要改啊。
At work, when we have projects, we would have meetings, multiple rounds of meetings, and in each of those meetings, we make changes to the project.
开不完的会之后，终于出现了一个计划，我们觉得是一个完美的计划。
And after the meeting, once we finally have a plan, we would say, this is a good plan.
虽然改了很多次，但是我们觉得这个是很好的。
And even though there were so many different renditions of it, yet we think it is a good plan.
神在做计划，要计划一件事的时候，他的念头一出来，计划就成了，而且是最美的一个计划。
But when God plans, He does it once. He does not change, and it is the best plan. Because He has His infinite wisdom. Once also speaks to God's power. And for when this plan manifests, it will be unto completion.
我们在公司做 project 的时候，计划到时候真的觉得很好了哈，然后开始执行的时候呢，发觉呢出了好多的问题，改了又改。
So at work we may think that we have a good plan, but then when it comes to the actual execution, we find that there are many faults with it, and we need to make further changes.
在执行的时候，不但是这个计划本身有问题，执行的人也有问题。
And throughout the execution, we find out that not only does the plan have issues, but the person executing the plan has issues.
但是神在做他自己的这事情的时候，他一次他就做成了。
But when God does this, executes His plan, it is done once and for all.
那么当这个，所以这个一次呢，对着我们也应该是一个非常有意义的。
And so this word "once" should be very meaningful to us.
一次呢，在我们里面应该是有一个确据，有个把握，因为是神在做事。
This one should give us assurance because it is God who executes this.
那么这七个一次呢，我把它分成三个部分。
And so the seven onces I've separated into three categories.
那头一个部分比较多哈，有五节圣经呢，都说到第一个方面，说到我们这个人的得救的啊。
So five of them are in many ways speak to our salvation.
那么我们是都是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
Because we were dead in our sins and trespasses.
我们的一生呢，信主之前，我们不知道犯了多少的罪。
But for, we believe we do not know how many sins we have committed.
这些罪怎么样解决呢？这个罪在神面前如何能够被称义呢？
And how do you deal with these sins? How are you considered righteous before God?
而且这个问题还不是我一个人的问题。
And it is not only pertaining to the self.
那么神要救的不是一个人，他要救是所有的人。
Because God does not desire to just save one; He desires to save all.
怎么样把这些世上这么多的罪人犯了这么无数的罪，让他们能够洗清、能够得救呢
？How can you wash clean all the multitudes of sins that have been committed?
耶稣基督降世是为了拯救罪人，他要把所有的罪人都拯救回来。
The Lord Jesus took on flesh and came down to save all who have sinned.
还要叫怎么样这做？才能够达到这个救赎呢
？And what must be done for redemption to be accomplished？
他说呢，他是借耶稣基督，他一次献上的自己呢，就成就永远的救赎。
But that he offers himself once for all to bring salvation。
唯有耶稣基督，他是圣洁无瑕疵的，所以他能够代替人那个赎罪。
Because the Lord is holy and without blemish, then He can be that sin offering for all.
啊，唯有因为他是神，他是神的儿子，他是无穷无穷大的神，他所以可以为所有的人赎罪。
And only because He is God Himself, perfect without sin, can He offer Himself up for all.
如果要成就这个救恩，是要使万人得救的话，他唯一一个方法就是他自己，他的儿子自己为我们死。成就他是公义的救赎。
So if God desired for people to be saved, then the only way is through the offering up of His own Son.
这个计划呢是人怎么想也想不到的。
And this plan is something that man cannot conjure up.
因为那个十字架呢，他说在世在人来看是愚拙的道理啊，怎么会想出这个方法来拯救人呢？
Because the cross to man is a symbol of suffering and shame.
怎么会一个神这样的一个人，然后被人羞辱，然后死在十字架上呢
？So how can it be that God will offer up Himself and be shamed and ridiculed by man？
就是人的智慧来讲的话，想不通的。
So according to man's wisdom, this is
incomprehensible. 不要说人不知道是怎么回事，连天使都在看，这个救恩是怎么样成就的
？And not only does man unable to understand this, but even the angels cannot comprehend.
这实在是神他的永远的智慧。这是唯一的一条路，能够把世上所有的罪人拯救回来。
So all this is according to God's infinite wisdom that the sinless would die for those who have sinned.
而且呢，他一次献上，他就执行到底，事情就成就了，救恩就完全了。
And through this one-time offering, salvation is accomplished for eternity.
而这个救恩呢，我们在想的时候呢，都想到是要拯救我们，这没错哈。
And when we think of salvation, we often think about it pertaining to ourselves, which is true.
但是这个救恩呢，也是跟神他自己做事息息相关的。
But it is also closely tied with what God desires.
所以这五个一次呢，我把它分成三个部分啊。
And so these five onces, I further divide it into three different layers.
那么第七章的第二十七节跟第九章的第十二节呢，他说到。那么神的儿子一次献祭呢是要成就他律法上的要求。
So Hebrews 7:27 and 9:12 speaks to how Christ's one-time offering satisfies the law.
神在旧约的时候呢他设下律法告诉人如何来讨神的喜悦。
Because God has given His law in the Old Testament so the people may know how to please Him.
那么人的那个罪要得赦免，必须要流血。
And so there must be bloodshed for the remission of sin.
那么所以他在旧约的那个立下很多的祭哈，献了许多的祭。
And so there were many sacrifices made by man on earth.
那我们回去看的话，你想到那个每年呢、啊，那个以色列人献祭的那个次数啊，多得不可胜数啊。
So if we consider annually how many times they would have to offer up sacrifices, cannot even count.
三节要献祭，这个月数要献祭，安息日要献祭。
And all these different days and festivals, you must offer up sacrifices.
那么他这说的是大祭司啊，每天都要为自己跟百姓的罪献祭赎罪。
And even the high priest himself must offer up sacrifices daily for his own sake and for the people's sake.
这些祭是要赎的是律法上所规定的那些罪啊，你犯了律法上的罪的话，你要献祭。
And so this was done in according to the law, because if you sin, then you must offer up sacrifice.
他想说。 难道天天都会犯律法上的罪吗？
And so you may say, is it that we sin daily?
甚至大祭司，他每天都会犯律法上的罪吗？
And even the high priest himself would sin daily according to the law.
如果他有一天两天他没有干犯律法的话，那么第三天他是不是不要献祭的呢？
So if he does not commit any sin for 2 days, does that mean on a third day he does not need to offer up a sacrifice? But it says that high priest daily needed to offer up sacrifices.
这是说到一件事,
so this speaks of how the blood of goats and calves cannot completely wash away sin. It is only to bring to reminder people's sin.
每一次献祭的时候, 就提醒你，你是犯罪的人，你得罪了神。
And each time that sacrifice is offered, it's to remind ourselves of our condition as sinners.
那么这些祭，那所献的祭呢，遥指将来有一天，神儿子要为人的罪献祭赎罪。
And so these sacrifices are a type of the future where Christ would be that offering for us.
所以呢，这基督他献一次献上自己的时候，就完成了律法上一切的要求，就那个公义的要求。
So the one-time offering of Christ satisfied the law according to the Old Testament.
那么第二面呢，他是跟他所说到的，他一次献祭是跟神的工作是有关系的。
So the second time this once speaks in terms of God's work.
在第九章第26节，他说：“他如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。”
It says in verse 26, "But now, once at the consummation ages, have been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself."
这个末世啊，刚刚啊，英文的翻译啊，是 the consummation of ages， 是那个过去有许许多的时代，他做了一个总结啊。
And so the English phrase consummation of the ages speaks to the end of this time past.
那么在过去有许许多的世代过去了。There
are many ages before.
在不同的世代呢，神那个有不同的工作哈，他各个不同的法则。And
in all these ages, there God has performed works.
那么在那个律法之前，神代代人是一个方法；在律法颁布之后，他的那个对的要求是另外一个要求。
Before the law was given, God led man in a certain way. After the law was given, God desired for man to uphold the law.
这时代的人呢，把那个在之前呢，分了很多的世代哈。不管我们怎么看那个世代啊，那么神可能是确实是按着当时的对于他的启示多少，他对人的要求有多少。And
in all these ages, depending on how much revelation was given to man, that is what God would desire for man at the time.
那么在许许多多的世代里头，神的工作到了是他儿子献祭赎罪的时候，做了一个终结，consummation，做了一个总结。And
so all these ages led to this moment of Christ's one-time offering, which then marked the consummation of the ages.
那么他带进一个新的时代。
And so this marks the beginning of a new era.
那么在新的时代里头，神对人的带领人的方法，跟对神的要求，跟过去时代完全不同。And
so now what God desires from man, what God asks of man, is completely different than before.
而且他还说到有一天呢，他第二次再来的时候呢，他那个要带进那个国度，带进永远那个新天新地。And
also, it tells of this coming kingdom, this new heaven and new earth that will arrive.
所以呢，看见他的一次献祭呢，也是让我们看见、认识神在历史历代所工作的法则。
And so this new, this one-time offering, this consummate ages, is to allow us to understand God's eternal work.
那么他一次献祭呢，还跟他要坐宝座有关系的。
And this one, and this sacrifice also pertains to his throne.
他说，基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
It says, but he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
我们知道我们的主今天坐在神的右边，他坐在宝座上。
We know that Christ sits on the throne today at the right hand of God.
万膝要向他跪拜，万口要向他承认耶稣基督是主。
And all knees shall bow and all tongues confess that Christ is the Lord.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他如何登上宝座的呢？
And how did he go onto the throne?
他是借着他自己一次献上自己，成就了永远的赎罪祭，如今就坐在神的右边。
It is through his one-time sacrifice, his one-time offering that he is able to proclaim
victory. 所以我们看见呢，这主啊，他的一次的献祭不单单啊，说到我们这个人所有的人的犯罪啊，这做个总结，在神面前称义。
And so through his death, there's a summary that all of us can now be counted as righteous before God.
那么他也与神在历史里在所有的计划，甚至他今天坐在宝座上是息息相关的。
And but this also this sacrifice ties in closely with how our Lord is now sits on the throne.
如果我们有这样子的认识的话
，And if we have such an understanding,
我们呢就里面呢就应该对这个我们所得救恩呢有何等样的确据，何等样的把握。
Then we ought to have this greater assurance of our salvation.
在神的儿女当中啊，特别是在天主教里头哈，那么这些一些就被有人认为呢，这个我们得救啊是会失我们救恩会失去的。
So. Among certain circles of brothers and sisters, especially those who are Catholic, there's this belief that our assurance, salvation might fall away.
其实呢，有些经文呢，比如说像希伯来书第六章、希伯来书第十章，你从某个角度来看的话，似乎是如果我们不站住脚的话，我们会失去我们的救恩啊。
And in Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10, there seems to be some type of language that indicates that if we don't uphold this, that we might lose it.
但是主他在约翰福音第十章啊，他说呢，说我的羊听我的声音，他认识我也听我的声音啊。那么我呢这个我们来看一下啊，这第十章啊，他说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们跟着我。
And so let's read this, John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
但我要赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish.
那谁也不能够从我的手中把他们夺去。
And no one will snatch them out of my hand.
不但是这样，他说我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大。谁也不能从我父的手中把他们夺去。
Not only this, but the Lord also says, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
这是主他亲口对他的门徒说的，也是对着我们说的。
This is what the Lord personally said to his disciples, and also now
says
to us.
他要我们里头有这样的认识，我们一旦是主的羊，我们永远是主的羊。谁也没有不能把我们从他的手中，甚至从父的手中夺去。
And he wants us to understand that we are, if we are his sheep, then we are his sheep forever, and no one can snatch us out of his hand.
是的，我们得救之后，我们仍然会犯罪。
And it's true, after we are saved, we may still commit sin.
约翰一书他说呢，我们要认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And 1 John says that if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all this unrighteousness.
那句话不是对于不信的人说的。
So that verse is given not to those who do not believe.
那句话是对神儿女说的。
But that verse is given to God's children.
是的，我们信主之后，我们是主的羊，但是我们会犯罪。
Yes, after we believe, we are the Lord's sheep, but we will still commit sins.
我们谁什么时候犯罪？知道了圣灵谴责我们，我们立刻回到主的面前认罪悔改。
And if we commit a sin and the Spirit reveals this to us, then we need to be to repent before the Lord.
不管我们 在怎么样低沉的光景。
So no matter what condition we may fall in,
永远不要失去我们那个得救的那个确据。
Never lose that assurance of salvation that you have.
是的，我会软弱，我会跌倒。
Yes, we are weak and we may fall.
但是我永远是主的羊。
But we will be forever be the sheep of the Lord.
是的，他在十字架上一次成就的献上自己，就成就了永远赎罪的事。
And this one-time offering of Christ has accomplished this for eternity.
大卫跟那个扫罗有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between David and Saul?
大卫他犯了错，他犯了奸淫，他犯了杀人。
David committed sins of adultery and murder.
当拿单来责备他的时候，他一听见了就知道，他立刻就认罪，说我犯罪得罪神了。
And when Nathan came to rebuke him, David immediately repented before the Lord.
那个拿单呢跟他说神已经赦免你的罪了，你不至于死，但是呢，刀剑不离开你的下。
And Nathan said that the Lord has put away your sin; you shall not die, but the sword will not depart from your family.
那是当扫罗他犯错的时候。
But what about Saul when he commits the sin?
那么那个神借着那个撒母耳来责备他。
And the Lord uses Samuel to rebuke him.
他第一个反应就是找借口，我因为这个缘故这么做，因为那个缘故这么做，我根本没有看见他自己犯错。
And Saul's first reaction is to find excuses, and he does not acknowledge his own sin.
所以呢，神呢，那个就弃绝了扫罗，把国位赐给是那个大卫啊。
And so, the Lord took away his blessing from Saul and gave it to David.
在人来看的话，大卫犯的错远远要超过扫罗所犯的错。
So one perspective is that David's sins outweighed the sins of Saul.
这种我从人的角度来看啊。
From a man's perspective.
但是他的宝贝就是他一旦看见自己犯罪，他立刻认罪悔改。
But the preciousness of it is that once David saw his own sin, he immediately repented.
我们有那个确据，不但是我们认罪悔改，我们恢复跟主今日的交通。
And not only repent, but we re-enter into this communion with God.
而且呢，里面有确据，我得到的救恩永远不会失去。
And we have this assurance that the salvation we have received, we will never lose.
那么当我们信主之后呢？
And after we believe in the Lord,
那么我们这个要怎么样过生活呢？
How are we to live this life?
我们那个有我们会有这个受浸聚会啊，那么得救的受浸，那现在是我们的这一生啊，主的道路开始啊。
And what people regard as baptism or what with the day that you believe, that marks the beginning of your Christian journey.
那么信主之后还有很长的一条路要走。
And this life of faith, there are many a long way to go.
那么圣经呢，有很多方面呢，那个说到这样的教训，让我们怎么样在地上过生活。
And in the Bible, there's many instructions on how we ought to live this life on earth.
那么它有一个很重要的一个真理，就是我们呢信主的时候呢，我们的灵得救了。
And so an important principle is that when we believe, our spirit is saved.
那信主之后呢，我们要开始再次继续经历我们的魂的救恩。
But now that we have believed, we need to experience the salvation of the soul.
那彼得在前书啊，他说我们信主之后就爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
First Peter says that, that when we first believe, we are like those newborn babies who long for the pure milk of the word.
叫我们因此渐长以致得救。
And that which we must consume, so by it that we may grow in respect to salvation.
这个得救呢，说到我们的魂的得救。
So this speaks of the salvation of the soul.
这个魂的救恩呢，是我们在地上的重要的年日，在漫长的年日所要经历的。
And so this salvation of the soul is something we need to go through our entire lives.
那么在这段路上的时候呢，那么神要我们学的一个功课就是要背着他十字架来跟随主。
And the work that we need to learn is how to take up our cross.
在这条路上的话，真是经历许多的艰难，神把许多的十字架摆在我们路上。
And this way of the cross is indeed very, grueling and there are many difficulties.
一面呢是见证主的名,
so on one hand, it is to testify of the Lord's name.
一面呢也要对付我们的老我,
on the other hand, it is to deal with our old self, to deal with our natural man.
要我们呢学习如何呢脱去旧人，能够穿上新人。
So that we may put off the old self and put on the new man.
知道我们在发觉呢，我们这个人呢。 多么难的对付，要神要多少的试炼，多少的工作，才能把我们渐渐的改变。
And we will see that there are so many aspects of self-life that need to be dealt with.
还有我们呢，背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
So we ought to take up our cross and follow after him.
我们如何才能够背这个十字架？
And how do we take up our cross?
在 马太福音16章啊，那里在该撒利亚被腓力比的境内的时候呢，主问他的门徒说：“人说人子是谁呀？”
So in Matthew 16 at Caesarea Philippi, the Lord asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
那么，彼得得了启示啊，他说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And so, Peter receives this revelation, says, "You are the Son of God. So you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那么是那个主呢，非 给他非常大的称许,
and so the Lord blesses him greatly.
然后呢，他就开始启示说，看到人子上耶路撒冷去, 他要受长老、祭司长、文士许多的害。
And so then Jesus reveals that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.
并且被杀，第三日复活。
And be killed and be raised up on the third day.
那么彼得一听到，立刻就抓了主说：“主啊，这万不可，这是万不可临到你身上啊！” 这万不可如此，绝对不能临到你身上的。
And when Peter hears this, he immediately takes him aside and says, "God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you."
主呢，严严地斥责他说：“撒旦，退后边去。”
But the Lord sternly tells Peter, "Get behind me, Satan."
那么他底下他就开始启示他的门徒说：“如果人要跟随我的话。”
And then afterwards, he reveals that if man desires to follow him,
必须舍己背起他的十字架来跟随我。
Then he needs to deny himself, take up the cross, and follow him.
当彼得说那句话的时候，他是想到他的主呢，还是想到他的自己呢？
So when Peter says, "God forbid, it, Lord," is he saying this for the Lord's sake or for his own sake?
固然他爱他的主。
And yes, he may love the Lord.
但是他可能他更爱他的是他的自己。
But it could be that he loves himself even more.
如果我的主他要上十字架。
If my Lord is going up on the
cross, 那我们这些跟随主的人将来怎么样呢？
Then what will happen to those who follow after?
学生不能大过先生，我们是不是也要上十字架呢？
If we are students of his, does that mean we have to go up on a cross also?
彼得不能够背十字架，是因为他不能舍不了自己，他看重的更多的是他自己。
Peter could not bear the cross at the time because he was more focused on himself.
所以说，如果我们要背起十字架的话，他要舍己，才有可能背着十字架跟随主。
Because in order to take up the cross, we must first deny ourselves.
那么一面呢，十字架呢，它的主要的对付就自己。
And so on one hand, the cross deals with our self-life.
如果没有十字架的话呢，我们脱不了自己。
And if without the cross, then we cannot escape from ourselves.
哎，你要看见，如果我们要背十字架，你要先舍己。
But then we also see to take up the cross, we must first deny ourselves.
如果我们不能舍己的话，我们走不了十字架的道路。
And if we do not deny ourselves, then we cannot walk the way of the cross.
发觉呢，多少时候我们想到自己的体啊，落到那个肉体里头，发觉这真难呐，怎么舍了自己呢？
And so as we consider this self, we say, it is so difficult. How do we get rid of it?
多少时候我们做了一些决定，我们说我们寻求主了，我们呢，但是多少时候里面有几个掺杂，是我的意见还是主的意见呢？
How many times we commit to following after the Lord, but then we struggle to choose the Lord's way or our own way?
人真有可能舍己吗？
Can man truly deny himself?
那么真有可能走到十字架的道路上，走这条成圣的路吗？
Can he indeed walk this way of sanctification via the cross?
希伯来书10章10节，他说：“我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。”
Hebrews 10:10 says, "By this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all."
我们被 我们能够称义，是因为这主一次献上自己，我们就称义成称义了啊。
We can be righteous because Christ offered himself once for all so that we may be counted as righteous.
不再畏惧死亡，不再不再受到审判。
And we no longer fear death, and we no longer fear judgment.
那我们成圣呢？
But what about our sanctification?
我们成圣是靠自己吗？
Do we rely on ourselves?
我们成圣的仍然是靠着，仍然是靠着是耶稣基督的十字架，因为他一次献上他的身体。我们就得以成圣啊！
Our sanctification also depends on the Lord.
我们能够走在这个成圣的道路上，能够背着十字架，完全是因为主他在十字架上面已经成就了。
We can only walk the way of the sanctification and bear our cross because Christ Himself already offered up Himself.
是因着主在十字架上面一次成就的那个救赎，我们才有可能走这条十字架的道路。
And it is only because of the one-time offering of our Lord that we can walk the way of the cross.
这里呢，他说得以成圣啊，英文的翻译更好啊。他说呢 ，have been sanctified. 我们不但是得以成圣，我们已经成圣了。
And the English translation is very precious because it says, by this we will have been sanctified.
当主在十字架上面为我们舍身的时候，
when
他不但洗净了我们的罪。
When our Lord offered up His body on a cross, not only did He cleanse our sin,
他带领我们走成圣的路。
He has brought us on this way of sanctification.
在他眼中，我们已经成圣，在他里面已经成圣了。
And in Him, we have already been sanctified.
我们是已经成圣的人在走这条成圣的道路。
And we, though already having been sanctified, are walking this way of sanctification.
我们来读哥林多前书的时候。
When we read 1 Corinthians.
那么我以前刚开始读这些，我很不喜欢读哥林多前书。
In the past, I did not like reading.
因为读了读了，里面的非常沮丧啊。
Because as I read it, I was
very upset.
Upset, right? While reading Corinthians.
我说信了主的人怎么犯这么多的错呢？啊。
Because those who have believed, how can they commit so many sins?
他们呢，那个分门别类，他们结党纷争。
There's so much division and strife amongst them.
他们呢，有人中间呢，不但是有人犯那个娶了继母，犯了奸淫，那教会也不觉得这件事一个错事。
And someone also slept their mother-in-law and committed adultery, yet the assembly did not call them out.
他们中间呢，彼此告状，还告到不信的人主的面前去。
And they also have much conflict ensuing each other in front of non-believers.
保罗说，你们中间做的事情，连外邦人、不信的人都没有，都不会做这些事情。
And Paul says that even non-believers would not commit such actions.
他要他们，他非常严厉的指责，要他们悔改。
And Paul sternly tells them that they need to repent and change.
但是你发觉呢，从第七章开始以后啊。
But if you realize that from chapter 7 onwards,
他讲了好多重要的真理。
He speaks on many important principles.
他说到呢，那个就是手独身的宝贝的重要啊。手独身。
Oh, celibacy. The importance of celibacy.
那么他说到，那么祭偶像之物，我们都应该要有什么样正确的态度来那个来对待。
And also, what our proper attitude should be towards idols.
十一章他说到姊妹的蒙头，他说到如何来剥饼。
Chapter 11 speaks of how women ought to cover their heads and how to observe the Lord's table.
十二章说到那个各样的恩赐，我们这是互相联络做肢体的。
Chapter 12 speaks of the different gifts and how we operate as members of the body.
十三章说到那个爱的诗章，这么美的一张诗章。这么样精确的设计告诉我们什么是爱。
And chapter 13, speaking of the excellency of love.
四十章他说到说方言跟那个先知讲道有什么不同。
And chapter 14, pertaining to the topic of speaking in tongues.
十五章他说到那个复活那个盼望他那个荣耀。
Chapter 15 speaks to the hope of resurrection.
这些都是非常重要的真理啊。
These are all very important spiritual
truths. 而且呢，大部分的呢，在其他的书信都没有提到的。
And this is not largely touched upon in other
books. 有些呢，在其他的书信，它是稍微提到一些，就点过去啊。
Maybe it may be touched on very briefly in other parts of the Bible.
可以说呢，几乎里面重要的只有在哥林多前书的这个题。
Yet the important matter and substance of these topics are found in 1 Corinthians.
我们就会问啊，这不是一般属肉体在基督里面是为婴孩的人吗？
And so we ask ourselves, are these not the people referred to as those newborn babies?
保罗不是说我在你们当中不能够给那个喂你们干粮，只能喂你们奶吗？
Is this not the group of people that where Paul says that he cannot feed them solid
food? 那在他们当中怎么还会传讲这么多重要的真理，是其他的这个书信上都没有提的呢？
Then how then are such important spiritual truths spoken to them that are not touched upon in other
他们听得懂吗?
Would they be able to understand this?
保罗讲这句话，他真是有这样的确据，他知道他们在这，他们能够听得懂吗？
Paul speaking of such deep matters, will they be able to understand?
如果我们来读第一章第一节的话。
But if we read chapter 1, verse 1,
我们可能有一点点感觉,
then we may have this, this little bit more of understanding.
第二节的,他说,他是保罗,他是写信给在哥林多神的教会,
and we can find this in verse 2, that Paul, to the church of God which is at Corinth,
他是在基督里,耶稣里成圣,蒙召做圣徒的,
to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
这是在基督里成的是现在完成式，这是在基督里已经成圣的一批人。
It says, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, this is past tense, it has already happened.
这中文翻译它是蒙召来做圣徒，其实翻译的不好，它是说蒙召就是圣徒的。
And the English translation does as well, where it says, saints by calling.
Saints by calling, called saints.
Called
当他们被召的时候，他们已经是圣徒了。
That when they were called, they were already saints.
在神的眼光当中，他们在耶稣基督里面已经成圣的一批人。
That these are people who have already been sanctified.
是像这一批已经成圣的基督徒，他在里面责备他们，指责他们，然后教导他们，让他们进入那个成圣的地步。
And these are already saints who have been called. And so these are the people that these spiritual matters are fed to so that they may obtain perfection.
所以呢,我们看见了,成圣的路固然是不容易,实际上它道路确实是艰难。
And so we can see from this that the way of sanctification, the way of the cross is not easy.
但是我们不是走完了实际上的道路,我们成圣了,我们得胜了以后,我们才成圣,成为圣徒,才在基督里面成圣的。
So it is not that we walk the way of sanctification and then we're sanctified.
那事实上，当主在十字架上面一次献上他的身体的时候，我们在他里面就已经成圣了。But
rather, it is when Christ offered up Himself through His one-time sacrifice, we are already sanctified.
我们是在站在这个已经成圣的地位上，基督耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作上，我们走这条成圣的道路的。We
stand in this position of being already being sanctified, and now we walk the way of sanctification.
是的，我们会软弱。是的，我们这个十字架的道路不容易走。Yes,
we are weak, and yes, the way of the cross may be difficult.
但是呢，我们里面有那个确据，因为我们一定成圣，因为我们已经是成圣的人。Yet
we have the search assurance within us that we will be sanctified because we already are sanctified.
基督耶稣里面支取他在十字架上面所成就的那件事情。
And we lay hold of what Christ has already accomplished on the cross. We have already been sanctified. And what is the end point of this way of sanctification? Where is the Lord leading us as we walk this way of sanctification? We had talked about how the core theme of Hebrews is perfection.
要离开基督，到离开神，竭力进到完全的地步。
To leave the elementary principles and enter into this perfection, this maturity.
基督徒进入完全是非常重要的一件真理。
And believers entering into perfection is an important matter.
在希伯来书第四章的第五章那里说啊，他说为什么要完全呢？
And in chapter 5 it says it speaks on why they need to be perfect.
完全的人呢，就是长大成人，跟完全是一样的啊，完全的人才能够吃干粮。
Because in chapter 5 the mature are the perfect ones, they are able to eat solid food.
完全的人呢，才能够分辨什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是义的，什么是不义的。And
those who have entered perfection can then be trained to discern good and evil.
那么在哥林多前书第二章呢，他说呢，这么我在完全人当中，我们也讲智慧啊。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it also says we speak wisdom to those who are perfect. This is not earthly wisdom. This wisdom that has been from the beginning in God. So if we are to see how wonderful and how perfect this is, then we need to have this heavenly wisdom. And who is it that has this wisdom? Those who are mature or perfect.
腓立比书的第三章的时候，他那边说，在你们当中完全人要存这样的心。
And in Philippians chapter 3 verse 15, it says also, let us therefore, as many are perfect, have this attitude.
那么存什么样的心呢？
And what is this attitude?
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。That
is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
要在基督基督里面。
Pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. Do we forget what lies behind and press reach forward? Do we aim for that prize of the upward call? Then we need to be perfect. Because only a perfect people will have this attitude.
你再发觉呢，这些完全呢，都是一个相对的完全。
And you'll see that this perfection is a relative perfection.
你为什么要吃干？为什么要吃干？为什么是完全人呢？因为要能够吃干粮，对不对？
Why are you to be perfect so that you can partake of solid food?
那为什么要吃干粮呢？因为你要进入完全。
But why are you partaking of solid food so that you could become perfect?
所以你已经是完全了。
So you are already
再吃些干粮，再完全。
Then you eat the soft food, then become perfect.
你为什么要得到那个属天的智慧呢？
Why do you pursue heavenly wisdom?
因为我们要认识神在这个创世以前所要预定我们得的荣耀。
Because we ought to know this glory that God has prepared for us.
借着这个认识，我们进入完全。
And through this understanding, we enter into perfection.
那什么人能够得认识这点呢？是完全人才能够认识，是完全的人得到这个智慧，看见这个荣耀，再进入完全。
Yet who can understand this? It is those who are perfect or mature. They can only receive this revelation.
完全的人才能够忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Only those who are perfect can forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead. For the purpose, for the intent of entering perfection.
所以呢，当我们进组到了一个年日，按着我们学习的功夫，那么我们学会该学的了，我们呢，对某长进的某种有某种身量的时候。
And so as we grow in our spiritual maturity, as we reach continue to gain all these things.
那神看我们就是完全的了。God
views us as perfect.
我们十岁信主十年，该有十年的身量，神看我们完全。我们再往走，我们过二十年，神要求又多了，好，然后再进入完全，这是相对的完全。So
after 10 years of believing, have we reached that point where we ought to be? After 20 years of believing, have we reached that point of all? Where we should be. This is all relative perfection.
但是呢，神对我们的要求啊，还不仅仅是相对的完全。But
God desires not simply relative perfection.
神在我们要求的，还要在我们身上要求是进入了绝对的完全。But
God also desires for us to enter into absolute perfection.
马太福音第五章啊，他那里讲到那个登山的宝训的时候。
And in Matthew chapter 5, regarding the Sermon on the Mount,
他说，所以你们要完全，像你们的父完全一样。
The Lord says that you ought to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
父的完全不是相对的完全，父他不会再增加些什么，再改进些什么，父的完全是绝对的完全。
And the Father's perfection is not relative. You cannot add anything more to it. God's
perfection
is absolute.
你要完全像你的天父完全一样。
So the Lord says, therefore, you ought to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我们在读五章前面的那经节的时候，有些地方我们真的读不下去。
And if we read the contents that preceded this verse in chapter 5, 他一
念了，他说律法当中的律法怎么样要求？律法说不可以杀人，但是我跟你说呢，不可以恨弟兄。
Sometimes it's very hard for us to digest. For example, it may say that you should not murder, but then it goes on to say that you should not even.
律法说不能够邪行奸淫，但是呢，你不能够看见妇女就心里一念。
The Lord says, the law says that you cannot commit adultery, but the Lord says you cannot even look at a woman with lust.
那律法说呢，你要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And the law may say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是呢，我跟你说呢，要爱你的仇敌，啊，打你这这有人打你的右脸，那左脸也让他打。
But the Lord says, love your enemies, that if someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
有人呢，要拿你的礼衣，你连外衣也他拿去。
That if someone wants to take your shirt, let him have your coat also.
有人要强逼你走一里路，你跟他陪他走两里路。
Someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
要为那些恨你的，你的仇敌要为他祷告。
That even those who hate you, your enemies, you ought to pray for them.
我们说主啊，这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And so we say, Lord, these words, who can hear these things?
谁能做得到这些事呢？
Who can achieve such things?
那么确实啊，就算是我们啊，在生命当中不断的在长长进，可能也做不到这些事。
And even in us, as we grow more and more mature, it may be difficult for us to do also.
主为什么会这样子要求他们呢？
Yet why does the Lord demand this of them?
他最后他说，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
The Lord says, therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
主之所以能够要这样的要求，是因为他知道他要带我们进入的是那父那个绝对的完全。
And the Lord says this because He wants us to enter into this, into God's perfection, God's absolute perfection.
唯有当人进入那父的完全的时候，
and only when we can become perfect like our Father,
才有可能做到这些事。
Then can you achieve such things?
才有可能有人打你的左脸，你右脸让他打。
Then can someone slap you on one cheek and you can turn the other cheek?
人呢，逼你走一直枪逼你走，你陪他走二里。
Then can, when someone forces you to go 1 mile, you can go 2.
如果不是父的完全的话，没有人能够做得到。
If this is not the Father's perfection, then nobody can do these things.
不但是这样啊。
And not only this.
他还要求的是我们进入基督那绝对的完全。
He wants us to enter into the absolute perfection of the Lord.
那么在以弗所书啊第四章那里啊，他说到。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, it says this.
他说呢。他在教会当中所赐有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师。
It says here that, that God has appointed many different people for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For the equipping of the saints for the work of service, the building up of the body of Christ.
直到什么时候呢?
Until what point?
直到呢我们这众人在真道上合而为一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，那个就是成全，是完全，是同样的一个字啊。只能让你们完全像基督长成的身量一样的完全。
It says, verse 13, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, or in other words, the perfect one, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
神赐下这么多的恩赐，建造教会，最终的目的是什么呢？
God gave so many gifts for what purpose?
他要把他的所有的圣徒们在真道上面能够合完全为一啊。
That all the saints may attain to the unity of the faith.
有弟兄啊，在那个在他说到这，他说呢。这句话呢，可能是圣经上最难实现的一句话啊。
Someone once said that this verse may be the most difficult thing to achieve in the Bible.
对，李弟兄问另外一个弟兄都问了，他说圣经上哪一句话是最难实现的
？And so because this brother asked the other brother, what is the most difficult to comprehend verse in the Bible?
这是以弗所书四章十三节，只等到众人在真道上同归于一。
Said Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, attaining to the unity of the faith.
在基督徒他当中，对于主的认识，对于真理的认识，是有何等大的不一样。
And how different it is when we can attain to unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
你只要想得到的那些重要的真理，除了这个我们的神是三一的神，这个是不能够妥协的以外，其他呢几乎每一样我们所讲的真理都有不同的意见。
And outside of the triune God, it seems that there are so many facets of Christianity that people cannot agree on.
人一次得救就永远得救吗？
Is it that once man is saved for eternity?
人得了救了，机会会失去吗？ 有人说会，有人说不会。
Can you lose the salvation? Some say yes, some say no.
我们是因为神的拣选得救呢，还是人的得救是因为他自由意志呢？
Are we saved because of predestination or out of free will? People disagree on this.
有人说呢，这如果不是神拣选的话，没有人能够得救。
Because some say if God does not choose you, you cannot be saved.
有人说呢，那么如果人不是自由他的选择的话，神怎么能够审判他呢？
And other people say, well, if man did not believe out of his free will, then how is it fair for that man to receive
judgment? 我们这个人是有两个部分，是灵魂跟身体，还是我们有灵、有魂、有身体三个部分呢？
Is it that we have the soul and body, or do we have the soul, spirit, and body?
如果我们只有两个部分的话，我们什么叫做魂的救恩呢？
If we only have two parts, then what is the salvation of the soul?
你发觉呢，讲魂的救恩呢，只有在认为人有灵魂身体的这个背景里头讲的，这个背景是不会讲的，因为它只是灵跟魂是一样的。
And it's because some people regard the spirit and soul as the same thing. So then, how can you make this differentiation for them?
到底这将来有没有千年国度呢？
Is there the millennial kingdom?
主流的人说是没有的，没有千年国度的。
There are some who believe that there is no millennial kingdom.
那么有人说有的。 将来，其实说的清清楚楚是将来有要一同作王一千年。
And there are some that says yes, there is, and we will reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
那么这一千年是在主来之前，还是在主来之后开始的呢？
And do these 1,000 years kick off before the Lord comes or after the Lord comes?
主来之前有没有大灾难呢？
Is there a great tribulation before?
我们会不会被提呢？
Will we be raptured?
我们是在灾前是被提，灾中被提，还是在灾后被提呢？
Are we raptured pre, during, or post-tribulation?
你只要想得到的那些真理上的主题,
any spiritual matter you can think of,
你都会看到不同的认识的方法。
You will see so many different interpretations.
例如我们在礼拜五查经的时候，我们同样的背景里头的人，我们碰到一些经文的时候，那发觉呢，这个弟兄是这样的看法，那个弟兄是那样的看法。
Even during Friday night Bible study, even though we meet together, there may be one brother who has this interpretation and someone else who thinks differently.
怎么可能有一天会在众人在真道上合而为一呢？完全没有不同呢？
How is it that one day we can all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man?
主这样子的要求是根据我们的完全吗？
Is the Lord's demand for us according to our own perfection? Because if it is according to ourselves, then this verse will never come to pass.
他之所以能够这么说，是因为他说神在我们身上要做的，是只等到我们完全长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
But the verse says that we do all this for mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
是那个，就是他是以基督那个绝对的完全来期许我们，来带领我们，所以我们中间的将来有一天一定会在真道上合而为一的。
It is Christ's perfection that leads us, that guides us, that we end with, so that this can be accomplished.
就是说有可能完全嘛。
Do we say that? That there's a chance we can be perfect.
不要说我们在这今世进入永远的完全了。我们今天我们问问自己，我信主50年了，我有50年的那个生命的那个身量吗？
We ask ourselves. We may ask ourselves. We have lived for 50 years. Do we have that 50 years of the measure of the stature?
这边他说呢，是希伯来书10:14，他说因为他一次献祭。 便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
But Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 says, For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
那么有些翻译呢是翻成是说他们已经完全 they have perfected forever, for all time, forever, 永远的已经是完全的了。
And the language seems to say that these are already perfected people.
他是这神的主在十字架上面已经成就了一件事情。
This is something that the Lord already accomplished on the cross.
他当十字架为我们死的时候，他不但把我们罪赦免了。
When he died on the cross, not only did he forgive us our sins,
在我们他的眼中，在他的眼中，我们已经是成圣，是圣徒了。
And not only have we already been sanctified in him,
在他的眼中，我们已经是完全的。
But it also says he has perfected for all time.
是因为我们已经完全了，我们在走这条完全的道路。
And we are already perfect, walking the way of this perfection.
如果我们不完全的话，我们永远达不到那个完全的路。
And if we are not perfect, then we cannot walk this way of perfection.
以弗所书上个礼拜我弟兄有交通啊，那个讲到神在创世以前，就耶稣基督里面拣选了我们。
And so we were talking about Ephesians how God has already chosen us before the foundation of the world.
叫我们在他里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，是已经成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。神在创世以前拣选我们的时候，在他的眼中，我们已经是完全没有瑕疵的了。
That when God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we would already be holy and blameless before Him.
神他的计划是完美的，是 perfect, 是一次就做成的。而且他的计划这么定了，他已经成就了，他一定成就了。
God's plan is good and perfect, and what He has set out to do has already been done and will come to pass.
那我们读完这一段大祭司的这个经文的时候，在第十一章的时候呢，他接着讲到信心啊。
And then when we when
我们还没交通完哦，不过我们说第十一章的时候一开始讲到信心。
And 7-10 speaks of this great high priest, and chapter 11 then speaks of faith.
他什么是信呢
？What is faith?
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is an assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那么更好的翻译，他说是 faith is the substance of things unseen, 就是那个你所盼望的那件事情，借着信心在你手中已经是真实的，已经抓在手上了。
That is saying the things that you hope for that by faith you already have in hand.
我们是在信心当中。支取神在耶稣基督里已经成就的救赎。
By faith, we obtain what Christ has already accomplished for us.
我们怎么可能在神面前称义呢
？How can we be counted as righteous before God?
当耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死的时候，他已经为我们成就了成功的救赎。
When Christ died on the cross, He already accomplished that redemptive work.
我们已经在神面前已经是义人了。
And we are already considered righteous before God.
我们借着信支取他在十字架上面所我们所成就的那个义。
By faith, we lay hold of that righteousness He has
secured. 我们现在能够过义人的生活。
And now we can live a righteous life.
是借着信心，我们支取神在十字架上面所成就的事。
By faith, we lay hold of what Christ has already accomplished on the cross.
我们已经成圣了。
That we have already been sanctified.
我们支取他在十字架上所成就的事。
We reach out to lay hold of what He has accomplished on the
cross. 我们也已经成圣了。
So that we are already perfected.
在这成圣的生命当中，我们往前去进入，在经历当中，我们来进入什么是在成圣的生活。
And with this perfection, we live the way of perfection to enter into the perfection.
在信心当中，我们支取。神在耶稣基督里面所成就的事，我们已经完全了。
By faith, we now lay hold of the perfection that we already have.
在他的完全里头，我们不但是经历相对的完全，我们是生命的不断的增长。
And in this perfection, we also grow in this life into maturity.
在信心当中。我们已经抓住我们得着父的那个绝对的完全，基督的绝对的完全，他已经赐给我们了。
By faith, we lay hold of the Father's perfection, the Lord's perfection.
他在创世以前拣选我们的时候，我们在他的眼睛里中
That when God the Father chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we are already holy and blameless.
是我们在基督在世上所成就的完全的救恩，我们走在这条属天的道路。
And this complete salvation, with this complete salvation already in hand, we walk this way.
走这条路我们会软弱，我们会失望。
We may grow weak and hopeless on this way.
甚至我们会灰心，我们说这条路怎么走呢？
We may lose heart and ask ourselves, how do we even walk this way?
那他还要说要借着信心，我们能够这条路。 会清醒的，是会有安息的。
But we know that on this way we will find that rest.
因为不是我们使我们成义，不是我们叫我们自己能够成圣，不是我们能够自己走进完全，是基督他已经成全了。Because
it is not us who strive for our own justification or sanctification or perfection, but it is Christ who has already accomplished this for us.
让我们能够在安息当中。 紧紧地跟随我们的主，支取他在十字架所成就一切的救恩，这救恩是完备的，是直到永远的。So
in this rest, we obtain and live out the salvation Christ has wrought for us, the salvation that is complete and all comprehensive. Let us pray.
我们感谢赞美你。Father,
we thank you and praise you.
每次想到你在耶稣基督里面所成就那浩大的救恩。
When we consider the great work Christ has accomplished on the cross,
我们心中充满了感谢和赞美,
our hearts are filled with joy and thanks.
是的,你在耶稣基督里面所成就的,是远远超过我们所求所想的。
Indeed, what you have accomplished in Christ far exceeds our understanding.
不但开我们的眼睛,让我们看见我们跟恩召是有何等样的那个指望,有何等样丰盛的基业。
But open up our eyes to see what a great hope we have, what a great inheritance lies in wait.
赐给我们信心,
Give us this faith. That we may indeed obtain what you have already granted to us in Christ. So that we may have this rest within.
紧紧跟随我们的主,
to follow after our Lord closely. Until the day we see him face to face. We pray this in the Lord's name. Amen.